Three top flight attendants plan to steal $30 billion worth of gold. They first melt the gold bars at high temperatures, then pour the molten gold into pre-made molds. After cooling, the gold forms into small spheres to avoid detection. They coat the gold spheres with a layer of chocolate to disguise them as candies. They carefully package them, creating boxes of chocolates with pure gold centers. They then hide the gold chocolates in their suitcases. As usual, the three roll their suitcases to work, trusting their employees. Airline security doesn't inspect them. Just like that, they secretly smuggled the gold onto the plane. However, when the plane landed, a security officer stared at them intently. Ellie panicked and rushed to take a tranquilizer. Her two partners rush over to comfort her. They pretend to stay calm and head to the security check, which thankfully raises no suspicions. Security lets them pass as usual, and they narrowly avoid trouble. Still, after exiting, Ellie is so shaken her legs go weak. They then deliver the gold. The man bites into a gold chocolate to check the contents, confirms it's real gold, and leaves. Satisfied, the three excitedly count their earnings. But during their next smuggling attempt, things go wrong. The FBI decides to check their suitcases. Ellie, sweating nervously, catches the FBI's attention. They decide to check her suitcase first and quickly discover the chocolates inside. Ellie panics and the prosecutor sarcastically jokes she really loves chocolate. If they keep checking, the gold will be discovered for sure. Just then a teammate's boyfriend shows up and they warmly greet him. Turns out he's the superior of the inspecting officers. Seeing their superior, the prosecutor immediately stops and lets the women go. But danger strikes again. Someone reports them for using their jobs to smuggle gold. The FBI searches every corner of the plane. They eventually find a gold chocolate in the trash. And remember, Ellie's suitcase had chocolates. They retrieve the chocolates and begin questioning the three in front of them. The prosecutor calmly bites into one of the chocolates. Three flight attendants secretly hid golden chocolates in one of the plane ceilings. They were discovered by the FBI, who found several boxes of chocolate, and an agent calmly bit into one, only to find it was just an ordinary piece of chocolate. The three women finally relaxed. Enraged, the FBI smashed all the chocolates but still found nothing. It turned out that after receiving the inspection notice, the women had hidden the gold inside the plane's panel. With insufficient evidence, the officer had no choice but to let them go. However, the women secretly discovered that it was Jack, the airline's chairman, who reported them. Jack was also the mastermind who had tricked them into smuggling the gold. They quickly realized Jack's plan to betray them and make them the scapegoats. Determined to get revenge, they disguised themselves and snuck into Jack's party, quietly stealing his room key card. Meanwhile, Ellie waited for the security guard to use the restroom, then slipped into the surveillance room and planted a virus in the system. All the building's cameras were instantly disabled. The trio used the key card to enter Jack's room, intending to steal the $30 billion worth of gold, but when they opened the case, it was empty. They figured Jack planned to escape, and must have moved the gold to his private jet. They forged work permits, sneaked aboard Jack's private jet, then drugged their drinks and served them to Jack and his guests. Unaware, they drank and soon passed out in their seats. The women rushed to the cargo hold, where they found numerous suitcases stuffed with gold. They quickly took three cases of gold and hit the plane's alarm button. Before Jack could react, the FBI arrived. Seeing the suitcases full of gold, the FBI immediately arrested Jack and his crew for gold smuggling. Meanwhile, the women began living a life of luxury.